So, Tim Coakley, what's wrong with monotony?
Well, nothing really. The whole idea is that it's a satire on theatre. Why do people put on plays in the first place? Why don't they stay at home and stare at the walls? So it's a go at everything theatrical, and it's a comedy.
And that's, of course, the title of the show. So where did this idea come from?
It sprang fully formed from the ether. I have absolutely no idea. I just can't answer that question.
There's a magazine called The Idler, and there's a whole kind of movement around, you know, the importance of not always making stuff happen, and actually being in a state of, you know, idleness is a good thing. What is the value of monotony?
Well, we see at the beginning of this play, the main character, who's a writer, is a couch potato. He can't get himself off his sofa. He hasn't got an idea in his head, and he sees absolutely nothing wrong with it, as nor do I. However, his friends come in and bully him into doing something, whereupon they spontaneously put on the most awful play you've ever seen.
And, you know, that does seem to be here, that there's a sort of a pathological attachment to busyness in the world.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I think it's a curse of modern society, along with materialism and escapism.
Yeah. How do you write?
Well, I stare at a computer screen and I write a bit, I walk away, I come back a week later, so I never know how long it takes me. I just do things when I'm in the mood.
And as a writer, have you actually been involved, like, in the rehearsal room?
Not a bit. I've given it over into the good hands of Margot Jobbins, who's our director. She's found the actors. We put it on last night. Very full house, very appreciative. They've done a wonderful job. I just did the words.
So is that the first time you saw it properly?
It's the first time I saw it, just like a member of the audience. I said, I know actors are banned from Hollywood. I banned myself from this one.
And I've been, you know, wandering up this street, New Road, and already spoken to writers who, you know, they've insisted on being in the rehearsal room, and that's not usually a good thing, is it?
No, I think the first time I put something on, because I'd agonised over every single word, I was most upset when the director chopped bits out and when the actors made things up. But now I've learned that theatre is a collaboration. I go with the flow, I trust people to do it, and it will be a play which is something similar to what I wrote. In fact, in this case, very similar, but I have to hand it over to people and trust them, so that there you are.
So you have to let go of it.
Exactly, yes, you have to let go of things, yeah.
So having seen it and been pleased with it,
yeah.
Is there no more role than for you now than maybe collecting some royalties down the line, you know, just essentially being humble about it?
Yeah, there's no more role for me left, basically. I went there, I enjoyed it, the audience enjoyed it. I think it's job done, basically. Yeah.
And so, in terms of you as a writer, are you already working on something else?
I am, got several, I'm never short of ideas. Practical I may not be. I'm writing an adaptation of Alcestis by Euripides, with a view to putting it on next year.
Yeah. So do these ideas just pop in your head?
I'm a former English teacher, so ideas I seem to have. They just come out of nowhere. I start scribbling them down. Once I scribble them down, I add a bit more. Once I've got deeply into it, I might as well polish it off. When I polish it off, I might as well put it on, basically.
And so you don't see it as your role to have any notes for the actors after a show. You literally thank them all and sort of walked out.
Well, if I were the director, then I would have things to say to the actors. But as it's someone else's interpretation of my play, I can't interfere at all. But I really have no criticism of the present lot of actors. They are very good.
Yeah. This is playing at the Rialto, which is, you know, a lot of loving care's gone into creating this venue. It's been a church, it's been a nightclub, now it's a theatre. What was specific about the venue that sort of did favours for the performance?
Well, I put on a play there last year, and it's central. So that's it, really.
Yeah. I mean, I quite like it in that, you know, it does have a traditional feel of an audience and a stage. But it's a really, really high ceiling as well.
Yes.
It's sort of, it's spaced out in a good way.
Yes, yes. I thought it was a church. In fact, it was a school originally.
Yeah. But when I moved to Brighton, it was called The Crypt because it had just been taken over as a student nightclub. Yeah, and it was... Maybe it never was a church, I don't know. So it was a school.
Yes, it was a school. It was never a church. It just looked like a church.
Yeah.
When I moved to Brighton, it was called Sloopy's.
If there were young people coming to your show, thought, oh, I'd like to be a writer. You've been an English teacher. What would your advice be to them?
90% is pick up a pen, apply a pen to a piece of paper, and do it.
Are you literal, a pen rather than a keyboard?
No.
Is there a difference?
I do keyboards. There are disadvantages in keyboards because if you put something on a screen and it's printed, it looks like the finished article, but it is not. If you write with a pen, you're more inclined to edit it, which is an advantage of pen and paper.
Tim Coakley, what's wrong with monotony at the Rialto? Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
My pleasure.